I felt it when she was dry, and labored to keep my legs moving, to keep ahead of the pursuit. Then the ground hit me with an uppercut. Everyone else in the oceanarium suddenly fell sideways. Or wait, maybe it was me. I realized belatedly that given that I'd been at ground level near that one container, and breathing hard with pain and exertion to boot, I'd probably given myself a nice large dose before I'd ever gotten up. Furthermore, if the gas was heavier than air, there was probably even more of it down here than there had been up in the bleachers. I had bought us a few seconds. It just hadn't been time enough. Ivy landed beside me. She blinked, and her eyes abruptly went wide with panic. She lifted her arms again, but they came up slowly, sluggishly, and her fingers stayed half closed, like a sleepy child's. The black rope spell wrapped around Ivy's throat, and dozens of Deidre's tendrils twined around her arms and legs. They jerked her out of my sight. I looked up to find the Denarians standing as a group in the hallway, lit by the eerie blue light coming in from the big tanks. Rosanna stared intently at Ivy for a moment before she shuddered and folded her dark bat wings around herself, shivering as if with cold, and turned away from the scene, her glowing eyes narrowed. She reached into the bag and produced another canister. She offered it to Tessa without being prompted. Tessa took it, twisted something on the nozzle, and gave Ivy a polite smile. Then she quite literally jammed the nozzle into the little girl's mouth and held it there. Ivy panicked and cried out. I saw her kick and twist. She must have bitten her tongue or cut her lip on one of her teeth. Blood ran from her mouth. She bucked and fought uselessly for a few seconds and then went ragdoll limp. "Finally," Tessa said, expelling her breath in irritation. "Could it have been any more annoying?" "Damn you," I slurred. I shoved myself up to one knee and glared at Tessa. "Damn you all. You can't have her."
"Cliched," Tessa sing-songed. "Boring."
She tapped her chin with one claw hand.
"Let me see. Where were we when we were so rudely interrupted? Ah,"
she stepped closer, smiling cheerily, and lifted my 44. Just then, I felt the snap of magic rushing back into the oceanarium as the enormous symbol collapsed and the circle fell. I took my frustration and rage and turned it into raw force, screaming,
"Fozari!"
I didn't direct it at Tessa and her crew. I aimed it at the glass wall that was the only thing between all of us and 3 million gallons of seawater. The force of my will and my rage lashed out and shattered the wall into powder. The sea came in with a roar, one enormous impact that felt like the strike of a hammer being applied to every square inch of my body at once. Then it was cold and black.